Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Zayin in the Oiz VeHodor edition. Perek Rishon, starting Halacha Vav, third line from the top in Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah, B'Tshamay Matirim et HaTzorois Le'achim u'Beisilel Oisrim. The Tzora is what's called the co-wife, meaning the second wife of the brother. Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Shimon is married to two wives. One wife is the Erevah to Reuven. Shimon dies without children. Reuven cannot do Yibun to the Erevah. The Tzara is also cannot do Yibun. As we saw before, it says Litzur. But can the second wife marry or do Yibun to any one of the other brothers? So B'Tshamay says yes. B'Tzil say no. As we saw before, the entire household is out. Cholzu, if they did Chalitza, if the Tzara did Chalitza, B'Tshamay poisli minekiuno or B'Tzil makshirim. That's what she does. So according to B'Tshamay, the Tzara is still a Yevama. She does chalitza, it is effective. So she's also lakuna, because a chalutza is also lakuna. According to Basila, the tzara is out. Doing chalitza to her is doing chalitza to a stranger that was never married to a brother. The chalitza doesn't do anything. So the chalitza doesn't affect her and she can marry a kohen. But says the Mishnah, Ava pishe elu poislim elu machshirim, even though, according to Basila, the tzara is also to the brothers. It's a yisur eshesach. If she marries the brother, the children of mamzerim. And according to B'Tshamay, she's mutter to the Ach. So this marriage, according to B'Tshamay, is a psul. According to B'Tshamay, it's okay. Lo yinimu B'Tshamay milisa noshe B'Tshilel, v'lo B'Tshilel B'Tshamay. They're still married from each other. And each one just told each other, you should know, this marriage is not good for you because you old is no good. But in general, they marry from each other. In addition, kol ha-tayros ve-ha-tmeu shayu eilu mitarim ve-eilu mitamim. The Taras of Tmeis, the Basil of B'Tshamay argue if it's Torah or Tomeh, Lo Nimnu Oisiv Taras Eilo Gavelo. They still lend each other Kalim, meaning they didn't become two separate nations. They still lived together, married each other, borrowed Kalim from each other, and they just were careful that whatever one is Matin and one is Oisir, that thing they will not go and connect to each other. Zok to Gemara B'Tshamay, Matirim, Hetzoros Lachim, Vichule. Reb Simon B'Shem Abyoisi. Peshem Nehorai, according to the Gears of Abchaim ben Nehorai, Taimun de B'Tshamay, what's the reason of B'Tshamay? It says, Lo Yisiye Eshes Ameis Hachutzo Le'ishzar. So the way B'Tshamay understand the word Hachutzo is not to the outside, but he was referring to the woman, Hachitzoino Le'tiye Le'ishzar. The Isha Chitzoino, Isha Hachutzo, the external woman won't be Le'ishzar. Meaning, so to speak, the Torah is telling you, there's an inner woman and there's an outer woman. The inner one is the Erevah. She cannot marry the Yavam. She's allowed to marry somebody else. The external one, who's not an Erevah, she's external, she cannot go Le'ishzar. She cannot marry somebody else. She still has to do Chalitza or Yibun from the brothers. Says the Gemara, Hasa de B'Tshamay Kalim Kutayo. L'chur B'Tshamay's Drasha is like the Kutim. Shemiyabni Mesa Urusois Umoitzim Et Anisuis. The Kutim, who don't follow Chazal, the way they read the Torah, they say the only one who needs to do Yibum is only a woman who is an Arusa. She's engaged. She's not a married one. If she's married, she doesn't do Yibum. Because they dash in the same way. The external woman, someone who is not fully married. She's external. She's engaged. She needs to do Yibum. She cannot marry somebody else. But if she's internal, I mean she's married, then she does not do Yibum. Says the Gemara, my mekaimin, the Gersa of Chaim is my mekaimin kutoi ubein ein loy. The pasuk says if the brother dies with no children, I mean, of course there's no children. The only time we talk about yibum is if she's not married. So what does it mean ubein ein loy? Omer Rav Yaakov droim yo kamer Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yaakov from the south told Rabbi Yosi, ubein ein loy min enesua hachitzoyne loy si el yizar. Meaning, if this brother has two wives, one is married and one is engaged. The married one, if the married one has no children, the engaged one, the one who's Arusa, she should do Yibum. So Omar Leis, Rabbi Yosi tells Rabbi Yaakov Droimio, Lo yechsedunko kutoi dat mekayim dasheyan. The Kutim will not curse you because you're coming and explaining them. Meaning he's giving him a toichecho. Why are you coming and explaining the svar of the Kusim? We're not coming to explain the Kusim. Continues the Gemara, Tani of Shimon Elazar, Numesi lesoifrei Kusim. I told the Chachomim, so to speak, of the Kusim. Migaralachim litois. Why are you making this mistake? Teleis atin darshin kerem nechemio. They should darshin like kerem nechemio. תתני בשם רב נחמיה, כל דבר שהוא צריך למד, למד בתחילה סוי, ולא ניתן לו, ניתן לו היי בסויפוי. Any word you have to have lamed in the beginning, which means in Lashon HaKodesh, lamed means two there, instead of having a lamed in the beginning, you can have a hey in the end in lieu of the lamed. Kegoi, lechutz, when it says to go outside, you could say instead of that, chutzo. Instead of less seir to go to seir, you could say seiro, means the same thing. Less sukois, it says sukoisoi. So what the Gemara is asking on the kusim, and really as Reb Chaim points out, this is a question of Beit Shammah as well. How do they read the pasuk? Means the external isha. Says that's not the pshat. When it says achutzo, it means lachutz. The wife of the meis should not go outside. Means she's not permitted to the outside world. It's not referring to the external woman. So if you dash it, if you understand that whenever you have a hay in the end, it means lama in the beginning. So it means to the outside. Says the woman, may see Rav Nechemiah, the answer of Nechemiah, Ve'achtiv yeshuvu rishoyim lishoylo. Says the rishoyim will go to shoylo. One second. Every hay in the end is instead of lama in the beginning. Here you have lama in the beginning and hay in the end. Omar Roba Zavdo, Lediyate tachtoyne shel shoylo. It's to the bottom of the bottom of the shoil of Gehenna. So it's as if it says twice lamed, l'shoil, l'shoil. Instead of saying twice lamed, it says lamed in the beginning and hey in the end to tell you it's the bottom of the bottom of shoil. And the word stays with the question on Beit Shammai. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Re'ach halacha zu revachet b'Yisrael. How this halacha can exist in Am Yisrael? Meaning, what should we do? Any way you go, you can have a problem according to one opinion. If you follow Beit Shammai and you allow the tzara to marry the brother, according to Beisil, the tzara cannot marry the brother, and she's over Yisr Erva of Eishazach. If you follow Beisil and you allow the tzara to marry somebody else, because according to Beit Shammai, this tzara is still a Yevamo. She marries outside, she's over Yisr Lav of Loisi Ameisachutso. And Beit Shammai hold, yesh mamzer mechayv elavim. That the one who is over Yisr Lav, the child who was born, is a mamzer. Pov in a second, l'chura, we have a solution. Let's make a solution. Shuat tzoris chol tzoris v'lam yisyamus. Why don't we come and establish that all these tzoris, the tzora of Ervo, should do chalitza not yibum. By doing chalitza not yibum, you're solving the problem. According to Bisilel, they don't do yibum, so there's not over Yisr Karas. According to Beit Shammai, they're doing chalitza. So if they marry somebody else, they're not over Yisr Yivom al-Ashuk. They were about to do this takana, but the nitra for Asha, meaning they lost the opportunity. They were trying to do it, but they didn't have siyata tishmaya to do it. And the Gemara explains one reason why not to. If you say they have to do chalitza, so all the earlier tzoris that followed Beis Hillel's rule and married, everybody's going to say that they did the isser of Yivam al-Ashuk. Tamoit silas on these earlier tzaras. Says the Gemara, Omar Abloz, how be shenichaku b'tshama b'silu b'tzaroyis, even though they have a machloikis, moidi moyu she'ein avlad mamzer. Meaning b'tshamai agree that the Yevamo l'shuk, who married, according to b'tshamai, the tzara got married, who's not supposed to get married without a chalitza yibum, and she's over yisu lav of Yevamo l'shuk, they're moidi she'ein avlad mamzer. The child won't be a mamzer, not like we said before. Why? Shein mamzer elo miyisho she asura lo yisur ervo v'chavim ole koris. Not like the Gemara said before, that according to Beit Shammai, a mamzer could come from chayv elavim. He says, no, mamzer is only from chayv krisus. A yevamo l'shuk is not a yisur koris, it's a yisur lav. Meaning it's not a punishment of koris that's written by regular arayas. It's a lav be'alma, meaning it's a loisa said, don't marry, but there's no koris over there, so no mamzer comes from that. And therefore what? So Reb Chaim brings two opposite explanations. Either, if so, there's no need to do a takana according to Beit Shammai, because it's not the worst thing if they marry out, the child won't be a mamzer anyway. Or the opposite, let's do this takana, because what are you choshesh for the earlier generations? The earlier generations, what do? It was a tzara l'shuk. Tzara l'shuk, the max is that she did Yisr Lav, but the children are not mamzerim. So there's no problem to go into takana going forward. Continues the Gemara of Zayin and Mudbeis, Omer of Tavrin, Toev Oni, I have a desire, She'elit Tzoris Abbas, She'asiyena Lekuna. Meaning, I want to come and prove everybody that Paskin like Beis Hillel. Reb Chaim points out that Reb Tafron came from Beis Shammai. So I want to show everybody that Paskin like Beis Hillel, that it should be a Tzara Sabas, meaning a Tzara of Erva, and she will now require Chalitza Yibum, and she'll be able to marry a Kohen. Because according to Beis Shammai, if she does Chalitza, she's also the Kuhuna. Says the Gemara, Sholu to Rabbi Yeshua, B'nei Tzara Yismahim, a Tzara who married to the market, meaning a Tzara of Erva, that did not do chalitza and yibum when she married to the market. Are the children have any issue or not? You're putting my head between the two big mountains. Between Beis Shammai and Silil, you want me to come and hammer my head, meaning I'm not going to voice my opinion in the machlekes of these two gdolim. Aval, may Daniel mishpachas based on nuvimi beis tzvuim. I'm going to testify of this mishpacha from this place. Another mishpacha. They were the children of Tzoras that did not do chalitza or yibum like Beis Hillel. Their grandchildren were kohanim gdoilim in Beis Hamikdash, meaning there is no psul in the children of a Tzara like the shita of Beis Hillel. Continues the Gemara on this sugya of Rav Yaakov Ba'idi B'Shem Rav Shua Ben Levi Ma'isa Shechassus Keni Mitzvah Rav Doiser Ben Harkinos Lishalo Al Tzara Sabas. Once the Keni came to Rav Doiser Ben Harkinos and they asked his opinion about Tzara Sabas. Does he hold like Beis Shammai or like Beis Hillel? Omuloi Atu Shat Matir B'Tzaras. You're the one that allows the Tzaras, meaning you hold like Beis Shammai that allows the Tzara to marry the brother. In other words, we heard that you, that's what you hold. Omuloi Mashamatom Doiso or Ben Harkinos? What did you hear? You heard the word Doiso, that Rabbi Doiso is the one who says that? Or you heard Ben Harkinos? Omer Ben Harkinos. No, we heard that the son of Harkinos is the one who's mati the Tzoros. Omer Loin Yoinis Anochiu Bechor Sotan Havo. I have a brother who is a Bechor Sotan. Bechor Sotan means, the reference is, that he's a very, very opinionated person. He's very sharp and very hard to change his mind. So he's a Bechor Sotan Havo, and we tell me David Chamei. One of them tell me David Chamei. He's Zoro Mimeno. Be careful with him. Shlojmo is Shuvas Yeshlo at Tzoros Abbas. He has 300 claims why Tzoros Abbas is supposed to be mutter to the brother. He's supposed to do Yibum or Chalitzo. Ozlun Gabed went to him. Sholach Vikosavle, he's Zoro Shchach Vishor Nechasim at Tzlecho. So Reb Doisa sends to his brother Yonison and says, be careful, I mean, be respectful. The Chachamim are coming to you. So they came and sat in front of him. Have a masbir lo, and he explained to him ideas. Explain, he gave him some tainus. Veloy savrin, and they couldn't understand what he was saying. Misbar loin, veloy savrin. Tried to explain to them, they couldn't understand. Shayin misnamnimim. So they gave up, and basically they fell asleep. Hamelu and matu misnamnimim. What are you falling asleep? Shari mishda alay tzurin. He started throwing pebbles on them to wake them up. Veis the mayin bechat torah alun ubetloso nafkin. Some say they came in one gate together, you know, in a mechubadik way, and they left in three different ways because they were so embarrassed. Shalach, he said back to his brother, these are people who still need to learn. They're just beginners. You tell me they're Chachmei Yisrael. Also, they came back to Abdoiso. Well, what do you say? What is the halacha that you say? On this mourner, Yoshev Chagai HaNovi, V'hi Yit Shlosh HaDvarim. Chagai HaNovi, the big Novi, the Kiv Teretz Yisrael, he Yit Shlosh HaDvarim, he testified three things. Al Tzor HaSabas, Sheti Nos L'Kehuno. Tzor HaDabas, Shet Mi'ari HaKoyen, like Beis Hillel. Well, Amunu Moyo, Shemas, Maasri, Maaser, Oni, B'Shvis. Amunu Moyo is not part of Eretz Yisrael. It's right outside of Eretz Yisrael. So there's still, they do Trumas HaMaaseris, to be Noeg like Eretz Yisrael. And in Shemitah, which Maaser do they do? They do Maaser Oni, so poor people could come and take the Maaser from there. And they gave him from this place called Tarmut, they could come and they could marry an Am Yisrael. Omas of Doisa says, Tolun Shnei Einai, pick up my eyelashes, because he had very long eyelashes. Did Nichmin the Chachmei Yisrael. I want to see the Chachmei Yisrael that came to me. Rose Rabbi Yeshua, he says Rabbi Yeshua, Vekori Olov, Esmi Yoyre Deil. And the Hemshech HaPasuk is, Gmuli Mechol Avatik Mishadayim. You talk about young children. What's the point? So the Gemara Zocher and Ishaya im Oysoim or Molichot Molechas Arisosu Besakneses Bishul Sheizbap Yidapku Oznom B'Divritoyo. I remember his mother taking his crib to the shuls to Bismedrash to hear Torah. And from a young age he connected Torah. As Rabbi Akiva, so Rabbi Akiva, Korolo, Kfirim, Roshu, Verevu, and the Emshach Apostle gives the Doish Hashem, Leachsu, Kol Toif. The Rabbi Akiva was not a Tamei Chacham, he was very poor. But then he became a Tamei Chacham, he became very rich. Makira ani shodom gibur b'toyro. I know he's a gibur in the Toyro, and that's why I have a din Doish Hashem. Roshu, Blozo, Ben Azariah, Vekorolo, V'nahiti, Gam Zakanti. And the Emshach Apostle is, Veloi reiti tzadik ne'ezo v'zer v'okish lochem. Meaning the zera of the tzadik connects to the tzadik. So that's the drosho. Makira ani shu dor asiri le'ezra ve'einoi damin le'didei. I know he's the 10th generation from Ezra HaSofer, and he looks like him. Amam chananyo chanin le'siporin afev tarfan ava imoim. Tarfan was also one of the chachoyim that was there. Ve'kora alov ke'adot da'bloz ben Azayo. And he said the same pasuk he said about Rabbi Elazar ben Azayo, because he was also a descendant of Ezra HaSofer, or because he was a Kohen, so he said a klape Aaron a Kohen. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Yevamos Daf Zayin.